Good day everyone, from me, Andre Fuljoen, from Gateway News, with the latest preview of some of the God stories of Africa we are publishing this week. Chief Justice Mogoeng Mogoeng has lodged an appeal against all of the findings against him by the Judicial Conduct Committee for remarks he made about Israel during a webinar hosted by the Jerusalem Post newspaper in June last year. He says in his appeal that the 67-page ruling against him by Judge Phineas Mojapelo was needlessly voluminous and the judge's reasoning was disturbingly flawed and superficial. The Chief Justice also criticized Mojapelo's order that he read out a scripted apology and retraction of his remarks in front of constitutional court judges as wholly inappropriate and something intended to bring one down to his knees, to crush, to humiliate. At the heart of the Chief Justice's appeal is the constitutional right of all South African citizens to freedom of religion, belief, thought, opinion, and freedom of expression. Mogoeng says that Judge Mojapelo misdirected himself by finding that complaints made against him by Africa for Palestine and two other pro-Palestine organizations, which clearly were against his Christian and biblical statements, did not revolve around these constitutional rights, but instead were simply about infringing the judicial code of conduct. Judges, as citizens, are entitled to the full enjoyment of these rights, and the JCC's poorly reasoned decision is a danger to the proper enjoyment of these rights. Hence this appeal, he says. In other news, a settlement agreement between the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority and various parties on the compounding of and access to the drug ivermectin became an order of the Pretoria High Court yesterday, in a development which African Christian Democratic Party MP Steve Swart called a great victory for freedom of doctors and the people of South Africa, who have been suffering under the scourge of the COVID pandemic, as it allows much broader access to the medicine. He said it is significant that the ACDP was the only political party prepared to engage in this High Court battle. We commend our legal team, as well as the other parties, including AfriForum, the I Can Make a Difference Doctors and Medical Practitioners Group, various pharmacists, and the advocacy group Sahari, who assisted in achieving this victory. Also in our news is a report on a meeting of notable leaders on the African continent coming up during the first annual Africa Online virtual conference of the Global Forum of Women Entrepreneurs, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Saturday the 27th of April. The theme is Redefining Africa in the 21st Century for Transformation, and the conversation will be about moving and transitioning Africa from a begging bowl mentality to become the breadbasket that she was born to be. Details on how to join the conversation are published in our article. In a story posted late last week, we report on the moving finish of a 2,000-kilometer walk from Cape Town to Musina by a group of men wheeling a heavy wooden cross. Rainy Kutsia, the visionary of the journey, said he believes that God will use their walk to bring healing, restoration, and unity in South Africa. He thanked the Lord for giving him the strength to complete the arduous journey, despite being hospitalized in Gauteng in December after he became seriously ill with COVID. When I was in hospital, the Lord told me, although you are on oxygen, I am the breath of life, and I will take you out of hospital because your work on earth is not done yet. You can read these stories and more in Gateway News at gatewaynews.co.za, or on Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.